you know, we always used to try, my sister and I went, used to always try to get him to say yesterday, and he always said yesterday. And that's one word, he always said yesterday, and instead of saying I spent the night, I will spend the night, he always would say I spent tonight. That was some of his words that, you know, he still said, because he never could get him to stop saying it. Yeah. That was all he ever knew.
Well, you understand him.
Everybody know, because, you know, there's so many people that, all the people that didn't get education, they had to work, and they couldn't go to school. Mm-hmm. So, everybody understand everybody. Yeah. Especially, you know, I say in our race of people, they always have talk. I mean, you know, nowadays they use more correct English, but they used to just say what they heard their parents say, mm-hmm. and that was all they knew. They will start, because I know at times my English is not good now because I didn't get the education, because a lot of times my children, they own me by some things I say, because today, like today I was reading, you know, and I had my finger down on the paper, and my daughter took my finger, she said, take your finger off the paper. So, you know, they're a lot of help. And then I have some that finish high school. I never had one to go to college or anything, but I have four that finish high school. And then there's a lot of things I can teach them that they didn't learn in high school. And I just finished 7th grade.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to learn just by experience. Okay, there's, I may want to just point to it. That piece of furniture, what would you call that?
Chest of drawers.
Yeah, okay. So your parents wouldn't say anything else, or your children?
Well, no. I've always heard the same thing, call it the same thing.
Okay. If you had to name everything in here, you know, your drawers and your bed and all this, the general name for it, what would you call it?
We're all together?
Yeah.
A bedroom set.
Okay, now if you had to talk about all of it in the house, what would you call it? All together.
I'd just say house room.
Right, okay. Let's see. You have some things hanging at the window. If you had some to pull down, what would you call them?
A window shade.
And you have that thing right there. What do you call that?
Closet.
Okay. And here's one I didn't know about. It isn't built in, but you can move it around, maybe.
The closet.
If you had something different. Do you
the
know
hand closet.
Yeah.
Shipper rope. Yeah,
okay.
My mother had two of those in her house. Now we used to that was all we had to hang clothes in, because the house we lived in didn't have these.
Well, what's the name again?
Shiprobe. It's spelled Chiffrobe. I believe that's the way it's spelled. Shiprobe.
Now that's something I didn't know. Okay, I don't know whether you got one in this house, but sometimes you'll have a space above all the rooms in the house, between the rooms on the first floor and the roof,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I believe, would you call that an attic?
Yeah, okay. And the place where you cook, that room?
Kitchen.
You already got that. There are some people who have, I didn't see it, have a little room off the kitchen where they put things in, you know, cans and stuff.
Utility room? Would that be?
Well, if you put your food in there.
A pantry.
Yeah.
Pantry.
Okay, now, you've got a lot of things that aren't worth anything. What would you call those things?
Well, I just call it junk when it ain't worth anything. I just say junk.
Yeah, that's what they want. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for stuff like that?
Well,
are your parents, maybe?
No, because that my parents would say it, they would say junk, but sometimes we say used furniture or antique or something. I mean, like, if we have some old things that we had when, because I have a bed in there that my mother-in-law gave her son when we got married.